Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Haney now playing third base. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Basler moves to second. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney bunts towards the mound. Morton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. Wamsgans moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Morton reaches third base with a triple. Wood goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morton scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-2 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Bassler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Clark pinch hits for Hooks Dawes. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Rigney moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Haney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morton strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-3 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 3 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Clyde Mannion pinch hits for Bert Cole. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Blue scores. Cobb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.